Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
The funnest hour in radio right now on Armed American Radio. This is the Round Table. And if you'd like to participate, feel free. We've got a really good panel. The seats are full. We've got George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We've got special guest co-host Rob Pincus, who's been on with us for the past couple of hours. We've got Marty Hayes from Firearms Academy of Seattle back on the lines. He's going to grab his first seat at the round table. And Mr. Sean Young, my producer, has got his mic open. We always have fun. He's like Ed McMahon. Sean, you're like Ed McMahon.
Well, you know, Ed McMahon is a good person.
I love that guy. I love the way he just kind of sat there and said really goofy stuff and laughed and made it funny. And, you know, that on the Carson show. So I guess I'm dating myself there. But we have a clip before we go to our panel.
Yes.
That I think is very important. We like to open with quotes. And this one today being the 66th anniversary of the invasion of Normandy. We ran this at the top of hour one. Let's run it at the top of hour three in the roundtable. Go for it.
All right, hold on.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force. You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
That is deep.
That is very deep. And we, you know, we forget that. We forget that that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And years and years and years go by, and the media just seems to forget this stuff now. And Memorial Day becomes a barbecue. You know, June 6th. Wow, you know, that's General Eisenhower. Yeah, very powerful stuff. Rob Pincus, isn't that amazing?
It is. And what's funny about it is today, I mean, there were a whole bunch of things about that wouldn't happen, but the audacity of a statement like that about just, you know, we're doing the right and good thing,
mm-hmm.
and we're going forward and doing it because we believe in it. Just even saying that, as far as like picking a place to go to dinner, I mean, people will hem and haw over that today. Let alone, you know, launching a multinational coalition force invasion because it's the right thing to do. The decisiveness and assertiveness is something that is like an endangered species.
It is. It is. And you know, this nation's lost a lot of that. And you could go to some of the things we talk about in Iraq and, mm-hmm. you know, what we just hit 4,000 casualties, deaths, in, or I'm sorry, 1,000 deaths in Afghanistan. We've been there for 9 years.
Yeah, that's on the verge of becoming the longest war the United States has been involved in.
That's 5,000 deaths shy of one day's fighting.
Wow.
In Normandy.
Wow.
In one day.
One day.
In one day. And these brave guys did it. Man, they got off those boats knowing what they were going to face, and they did it, and they just kept coming and coming and coming, and you know, look where we're at now.
Yep.
France is free to criticize us. You know, it's mind-boggling, and our president is free to go to France and criticize us. You know, it's amazing. Marty Hayes, welcome back to the Armed American Roundtable.
Well, thank you, sir. It's, again, a pleasure to be here. Before I go, though, I just wanted to, before we go on, I just wanted to mention how much I enjoyed your and Kathy's book.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Lessons from Armed America. I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah, I, yeah, normally I'll get a gun book, and I'll just kind of leaf through it, and my eyes will glaze over, but I started reading the first chapter, and I said, you know, this is pretty good stuff, and what's fun is reading Kathy's part, knowing her as well as I do, and I can hear her voice, writes the chapters.
Yeah, she's gotten tremendous accolades for the analysis that she did. The fun part of the book is the fact that it's all real.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that happen to people.
I hope you've got a sequel coming out.
We do. We're actually working on it now. We're a little bit behind schedule on it, but we'll be okay. We're going to do a new addition to it and keep up with some of these real stories and maybe even do some follow-up. You know, one of my favorite is Representative DeBose up in Ohio is a chapter, and I had a number of conversations with Representative DeBose, and he was anti-gun and voted against Ohio's right to carry legislation twice as a state legislator, and he's from the south side of Cleveland, And he was walking one afternoon to, you know, for his health, and he was accosted by three armed scumbags. And he wound up taking off running and screaming for his life, was being chased down, made it to a front door. His wife came out. Some of the neighbors came out. The car took off and chased the guys off. And, you know, he had a .45 pointed at him. Representative DeBose changed his tune pretty quick. And myself and Jim Irvine got him some super fine training, the best that Ohio has to offer. And Representative DeBose is now one of thousands of Ohio concealed carry permit holders. You know, don't criticize me unless you've walked in my shoes. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome back. Always a pleasure.
Hey, Mark, pleasure and a privilege as always. And it's good that Rob was able to make it back onto the show. And you get some good trainers. And Sean's got a live feed on Ustream going on, so it's good to see him at work.
Yeah, Sean, is that running right now?
Yeah, I actually have it running right now.
Well, tell people where to go to check it out so they can see you actually doing Armed American Radio.
Well, that's kind of hard because I haven't really formulated, but we will have it up next week for sure.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. What were we talking about before the broadcast tonight that we're working on here?
Working on having a cam in your studio and my studio where people can actually hear and interact with us live as we do the show.
And watch us on a split screen.
Bringing
Armed American Radio, you know, watch the prescription for freedom being filled nationwide from the beaches of Delray to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and beyond.
Absolutely.
I predict that someday you'll wish that you were back amongst us talking on the phone, though.
Yeah, Marty, I know. You're probably right about that, but hey, with technology the way it is, you know, I've come in and do as a guest on Denny Schaefer's program, Denny Radio here in WGK a couple times when he talks about gun issues, and the studio being close enough to me, I actually come in and sit here with him on a Friday and Eugene, and we'll do the show, and it's a lot of fun, and he's got his webcam up doing it, so you know we're gonna kind of go that route, and that'll be a lot of fun. You'll actually be able to watch it, you know. This hour is fun. Marty, you've never participated in the roundtable,
right. But
we talk about whatever we want to talk about, politics and everything else. Now, we're going to run a clip, not this segment because we don't have time, but from Helen Thomas on Washington, the press corps, 89-year-old. I don't know if you guys have heard this clip yet, but unless you're watching, you know, the Drudge Report or Fox Online, you know, the mainstream media.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Absolutely, George. And I'm coming on the heels of having Aaron Zellman on this program. I want to bring him back on and get his comments on this because they tie together, folks. And then when you hear this coming from a woman who's been afforded this stature in the White House press corps, been there for 60 years, it is despicable and disgusting. But before we go to our first break, we'll go around the table fast. And we've got 30 seconds. Maybe we'll talk about it when we come back. But police arrested Rob, a flight attendant, after a gun found in her purse at Indiana International Airport. This is the third story I've read in the last 3 weeks about professionals. The other one was a pilot who are getting caught going through security at these airports. They're not paying attention, Rob.
You know, firearms ownership is absolutely a right and absolutely something everybody should be able to participate in if they choose to. But if you're going to choose to do it, you got to be responsible.
Do it right.
The bullet, the gun, the magazine, whatever it is. You can't go through airport security with it. Come on.
No, you can't, folks. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. You know you've got your weapon. Be responsible. You're on the Armed American Radio Network's World Famous Roundtable, and we'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Check out this email, Roundtable participants. Mark, great show. Do you really carry while on the air? If so, what and how? Howard, Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I absolutely do. I'm carrying a Glock Gen 422 right now, 40 caliber, and I'm actually carrying it in a crossbreed super tuck with a pair of shorts and an AAR shirt. So, yeah, that answers that question. I just thought it was cool that we got an email from Melbourne in Australia, Rob.
That is pretty cool. I just had...
For Howard, let me say, from Melbourne in Australia. Say Howard from Melbourne, Australia, sorry. But that's cool.
Absolutely, very cool. We just had some students up here from Australia back in April in Virginia Beach, and absolutely a very cool place, a place that I know there's a very strong tradition for firearms ownership and independence, and unfortunately their government turned on them a decade or so ago. And
that's right.
I'm glad they're listening to Armed American Radio and getting their fix and maybe getting inspired to make some changes down there if the legal system even allows them to vote in the right people.
Yeah, you know, they're not as bad as Great Britain yet, but they're obviously heading in that direction. And we had a number of nominees. I reached out to the listeners over the past few days and said, if you feel like making suggestions for the Bonehead of the Week, by all means, please do. And one of them comes into us from Jack, and it says, I want to nominate the Austin, Texas Police Department for sponsoring the Guns for Groceries program.
Speaking of those, you know, Dallas and Fort Worth have done those here in the recent months, and I don't even know why they do it, because they don't even get a box full.
I don't know.
And most of the times, most of the weapons that they get are broken and can't be used anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a feel-good emotional thing. Marty, is that something that goes on up in that beautiful Pacific Northwest you're in?
We haven't had any for a while, but frankly, I didn't have a problem with them because it got guns out of the hands of people that didn't really care, and that worked for me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, quite frankly, it's just so, I don't know, feel-goody. George, thoughts?
Well, you know, if the police department can score something like a classic Winchester that's worth $6,000, and they can get it for the price of a couple of packs of Twinkies, by all means, do it and buy something that's going to protect the officers, like some bulletproof vests or a cage for the car, something like that. I support that.
Maybe we ought to have turn in their chaps for groceries.
I think you should never be allowed to buy chaps, Mark.
I'm just surprised when George came on. I actually had an off-air bet with Sean that as soon as George came on with his signature, a pleasure and a privilege as always, and regarding the chaps, and he didn't say anything. So I'm disappointed, but I'll leave that alone. I won't touch that.
You know, Marty's a fellow motorcyclist as well. In fact, we're planning on doing some riding if it doesn't rain here when I get done with classes, and he's going to show me around this beautiful part of the country I haven't had time to spend a lot of time adventuring in. So we're hopefully going to get to that, and I don't think chaps are going to be involved. I'd like to say that on air.
You just yeah. did, and I've, good
I've
for you.
Pet, I've got a pet name for him, but it's probably not acceptable on radio.
We don't want to have to use the delay button. We've never had to do that yet. Let's keep that record going.
Well, here's... now we know what you're going to wear when you get your first live stream.
That's great right there.
No, fortunately, you'll only be able to see from the neck up.
Hey, in all seriousness, you did mention one thing you're wearing that I would like to talk about is that that crossbreed holster. I actually never personally used one of those, and you know me, I'm not a big, like, oh, somebody's a sponsor, let's talk about them. But I
right.
would say that I had a couple of those holsters sent down for recently. I was down in Arizona taping SWAT Magazine TV. Second season's coming up, a little less than a month. We start with that. We were taping a few weeks ago down there, a couple weeks ago, and I used one for the first time, and I'll say I really liked it. You know, I've seen them before, and it, honestly, me as a kind of a smaller guy, I looked at it and thought, wow, that's kind of a big holster. But, man, it works. It does what it's supposed
it
to
does.
Do.
It does. You don't even know that you have that thing on. Cool. I swore off inside the waistband carry for probably a couple years. And, you know, I was using some great stuff. The Galco, I had the horsehide. And, I mean, you know, they're great holsters. They're super holsters. But to me, it just wasn't a comfortable form of carry. It really didn't matter what I was carrying in it. But this Super Tuck allows me to carry a full size. Notice I said a 22, not a 23 or a 27. But it's a full size handgun, and it disappears. And I mean, you really forget that it's on. Extremely comfortable, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. Here's one, George.
Oh, yeah.
Obama. I'm going to quote Obama. Economy getting stronger by the day. The addition of 431,000 new jobs shows the economy is getting stronger by the day. You know what those jobs were?
Census Bureau workers.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. We grew the government temporarily for 10 weeks, and he's cheering. Now, that's not gun-related. I just thought that was so stupid it warranted a comment that, you know, and it's not boneheaded.
Well, it's
nothing like that,
related, because this guy is taking advantages of the American people. He's taking advantages of our freedoms, our tax money, and going to concerts and music recitals and playing golf when he should be taking care of America's business.
Well, you got a deal there. I'm not going to argue that. Okay, let's talk about the 12 folks murdered in Great Britain, and I want to start with Marty. This story broke this week. And at first it was five, and we had a guy driving around in a taxi cab, or he was a taxi driver or something, and he wound up going on a three-hour shooting spree in Great Britain. And one of their parliamentarians said, well, this doesn't happen over here. We've got one of the this is one of the safest cities in England. Well, it does happen, and it doesn't matter where you're at, and it proves that, you know, bad guys are going to get guns anyway. Now, I should point out his guns were legally registered in Great Britain, when, you know, whatever procedures they follow, which we read earlier, Marty, he killed 12 people, plus himself, you know. What do you make of it?
Well, first thing, he did the honorable thing and took himself out.
Right.
And so at least we have that much to cheer about. But, you know, it's sad that one of those people didn't have a gun with him. But, you know, I don't feel sorry for Great Britain. They have allowed this to occur to themselves.
I agree with you. I've made that statement on the air. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's whether that happens in a mall in Idaho or you know, a school in Florida or running around the town of London. I mean, it's people that aren't prepared to take care of themselves, aren't capable of taking care of themselves, and when the government's involved in keeping people from taking care of themselves, and that really you know, is what Armed American Radio is all about, fighting against. That's why we have guys like, you know, candidate for sheriff Bill Hunt in Orange County on the show, and it's what we're all about, is making sure people realize, yeah, we can talk for years about why that guy did that, but I'd rather talk for 4 seconds about the other people should have been ready to defend themselves.
Absolutely. That, very well said. George, your thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking that if he didn't have a gun, he would have used his taxi. And would that have been any different? He still would have killed people.
Well, we also had a case where a guy used a machete.
Ooh.
A sword. You guys see that one? I mean, my point is that it doesn't make any difference. You know, you can use a fork. It doesn't make any difference. But I think the bigger picture is here that you know, you cannot legislate this kind of stuff. It happens, and Great Britain has not been immune to mass shootings, and they just come up with these knee-jerk reactions, and it's going to happen again. Somebody's going to snap, whatever it is. And Rob's right. We're never going to find out why this guy did what he did. His first victim was his twin brother. You know, there's kooks everywhere, folks. And we're going to talk about them when we find out about them. You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be back for the second half of the roundtable right after these messages with Marty Hayes, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Rob Pincus, myself, and Sean. Stick around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Hey, Sean, I'm just sitting here reading this month's edition of Concealed Carry Magazine, and it's a good one.
Oh, I'm going to have to go get one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Actually, my column in this is Robbery, What Robbery? And it was, and you remember the gentleman from the Waffle House in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yes.
I wrote the story about them, and it's in here in this issue, and their waitress, Lynn, and it's a good one. There's some pictures in there, and it's good. But the armed senior citizen flying safely.
Yes.
Gun myths, such as revolvers don't jam, or I don't need a spare magazine, all that kind of stuff is in there. And, Rob, get this. We've got a call. I give out the numbers, 877-956-9566. And Ray in Marietta, Georgia, is taking advantage of that and has a question. And what I'm going to do, because of the nature of his question, is I will bring him in, allow him to ask it, and then I'll ask that Rob answer it first, then George, and then Marty, because it pertains to the three of you. So let's bring Ray in. Ray in Marietta, Georgia, welcome to Armed American Radio.
Hey, Mark, it's an honor to talk with you, buddy.
Well, thanks. It's an honor that you called. Appreciate you listening in. Go ahead and ask your question, and then we'll let Rob go first, and then George, and then Marty.
Okay. For self-defense, I carry, it's a 1970-something model Charter Arms Bulldog 44, 5-shot. I use 260-grain jacketed hollow points. Is there a better ammo that I could carry in it? Because
if I have to use it, I don't want to hurt you. You know what I mean.
Rob?
Well, yeah, I think I know what you mean. I mean, you don't, you're, you know, you're not using a firearm to hurt anybody. You're not using a firearm certainly to make somebody think about stop hurting you. You're trying to keep them from being able to hurt you. You know, that's the idea, is you want something that's definitely going to significantly affect their ability to hurt you. And that, to me, sounds like a pretty capable combination. I would have no reason to advise you as a student or a friend or family member said, hey, this is what I'm going to carry. That sounds like a good choice to me. George?
Mr. Hill?
You're talking about the .44 Bulldog?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I do have a permit for it.
Right. A good load for that is Winchester's Silver Tip. They're classic Silver Tips. It's got a reasonable amount of recoil. It's not overpowered, designed for bigger .44 guns. Because you've got a lightweight little .44, and you could very easily just overpower that little charger. So those little Silver Tips is a good load for that gun, in my opinion.
Okay. Great advice, George. Marty, how about you?
Well, I think I'm going to diverge a little bit and say that a good solid lead hollow point knot jacket would probably expand better. You're not going to develop velocities over 1,000 feet per second, which is where the hollow points really start to expand. And so if that were me, I would be looking for a good soft lead hollow point, which I think will allow it to expand a little bit better.
Okay,
interesting.
Which brand of hollow point and just lead non-jacketed should I go with?
But I don't know. I don't have that on top of my head.
Okay.
Ray, you got great information from three of the best in the country. I appreciate the call very much.
Hey,
I hope they answered your question.
I enjoyed talking with you guys. My wife introduced me to your show about 6 months ago, and every Sunday night I sit outside, smoke my pipe, and listen to you.
That's a beautiful thing, and that's a great lady.
Hey, I'm a big Braves fan, but if the Braves are on, I have to tune you in.
Ah, see.
I can find out the score the next morning.
And you know what? The magic of the DVR. Ray, thanks much for the call. Appreciate it. Spread the word, my friend.
Sir.
That's
God
a dedicated listener right there.
That is. That's great. And, Ray, by the way, I know you're listening to the follow-up here. He's already off the line. But call Governor Sonny Perdue's office in Georgia and ask him politely to sign SB 291 and SB 308 if you haven't already. But somebody that sits out on their porch, blows off the Braves, and listens to Armed American Radio while smoking his pipe has probably already done that. So that's a beautiful thing. Okay, Sean.
Yes, sir.
We have enough time.
Oh, yes.
To run Helen Thomas's clip.
I almost forgot about her.
Yes, it's easy to forget about her. We have enough time?
Oh, yes, we do.
Let's run it.
Any comments on Israel? We're arresting everybody today. Any comments
on
Israel?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments on
that? Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. Not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
You're saying Jews go back to Poland and Germany?
And America and everywhere else.
You know, sometimes I hear people in the media say certain things, and sometimes it makes me want to get out of the media.
Man, oh man.
I'll be honest with you.
Rob, you know, we just had Aaron Zellman from JPFO, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And to hear that come out, you know, I mean, my gosh, imagine if that was anybody else. That just is unbelievable.
Well, there's, you know, her role on the planet is to tell people what they're saying in the White House press room. And I guess that's why her role on the planet isn't to give expert opinion or really to be listened to.
George.
Well, it's just shocking, that level of anti-Semitism. And this isn't a political issue. That's just flat-out racism. Cold, hard, ugly racism.
Yeah, it's bad news. That was bad news. Marty, that's terrible. Not gun-related, but, you know, sometimes you can't let this kind of stuff go by when it comes out and breaks, you know?
You know, my thoughts were, thank God we live in a country where she can say that and not face repercussions.
No, you know, she hasn't faced any repercussions yet. you know, there's some people calling for her to be fired, but let's face facts. If that's all that happens at 89 years old because you spoke your mind, hey, that's unbelievable. Red Hawk got an email from Red Hawk. John in Pontiac, Michigan. Mark, what is your preferred carry ammo? I carry the Winchester Ranger law enforcement Talons in the 9, the RA9Ts, or the 40 caliber version of the same one, which of course is the modern day version of the original really nasty mean black Talons, right, George?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that is a good classic hollow point. And they're hard to get right now, but you can get the new PDX-1 load, which is what I like, and that's just a great well-made bullet.
Yeah, you know, you can get those. I'm going to give this to give John a plug here, but TDS, as in Tactical Defense Solutions, -US.com actually has that ammunition in stock, and very reasonably priced, anywhere from $24 to $28 a box of 50 in 9mm and 40. The 9mm, tough to get. The 40 cal is available. So take a look at that. John in Pontiac, Michigan, thank you very much for the email.
You know, one good thing to talk about, right, you know, real quick, because we've had two ammo-related questions. Why do we want to carry a good hollow point?
That is a great question. Rob, run.
Maximizing the energy transfer, the temporary and permanent wound cavities into the person, maintaining, you know, that permanent wound cavity is kind of a cliche. People may not know what that means. What we're talking about is if the bullet expands, it's going to cut through more tissue, do more damage. Also, when the bullet expands, it's going to slow down and transfer more of the energy to the person. And those are the two things that cause that effect that makes the bad guy stop doing bad things.
You've done some amazing tests on your programs. I love watching what you guys do, and we talked a little bit about it in the first hour with the sheetrock, the drywall. And the one that I really liked that you guys did on Best Defense, you and Mike Janich, was when you had the bookcase. You were talking about taking cover in the home, and you had the bookcase set up with, what, I think maybe 8 to 10?
What we do with those things is we try to show people, hey, look at this. And then we show them something, and it might be something that looks exactly like their house. It might be something that doesn't look exactly like their house. The problem, I think, is people are used to reading, you know, that article that's been in every gun magazine, you know, twice a year for 3 decades is the pictures of the ballistic gelatin and, like, you know, a ruler. And the idea is, well, this bullet went 12.1 inches, this bullet went 12.2 inches, so you need to pick the 12.2 inch bullet. And sometimes the 12.2 inch bullet also happens to be the sponsor or the advertiser in the magazine.
Right, exactly. Hey, Rob, hold that, because I would like to talk a little bit about that more and get Marty's opinion on that, too. I thought that was great work you guys did. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. A couple seconds, hang around, get something cool to drink. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Scotland is now wanting to license air guns. Because
what?
Because they have a terrible air gun problem in Scotland. Air guns now. And, it's just... Right. Amazing what we see.
When does it ever end?
It's not going to end, but I want to give the lineup for next week, because next week's lineup is built already, and it's a really good one. I just got finished speaking with earlier today Mr. Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, is coming back to Armed American Radio, and he's going to stick with us for 2 hours, hour number two, and he's going to hang for the round table. That will be a lot of fun. Having Larry Pratt in the roundtable, and we were also contacted. This one's fun. You folks listening in San Francisco area, East San Francisco and Modesto and that area of Northern California, John Dennis will be here. And I've had people say, who's John Dennis? John Dennis is got a primary battle coming up on Tuesday, but he's looking pretty strong, right, John?
Yes, he is.
He will be the Republican, assuming he wins on Tuesday, which we're expecting. He will be the Republican taking on Nancy Pelosi for Congress in November. And get this, I will make this pledge on national live radio. If he beats Nancy Pelosi, I will fly out there. He's in San Francisco. I will fly out there and buy him a loaf of San Francisco sourdough bread. How about that?
I'm looking at his website right now, which is John Dennis 2010.com.
Yes.
And he is understands the Constitution, and he is also a Second Amendment right person.
He is pro-gun.
Absolutely, pro-gun.
And, combination of guys like Jay LeSueur, Rob, you and I have had Jay. You and I talked to Jay, didn't we, together?
We did, yeah. Very, very impressive right there.
Yeah. And, John Dennis, pro-gun. Lieutenant Bill Hunt, pro-gun, to give these guys the push that they need. And, things could change in California. Things could change. And it would be fun. But it will be fun to talk with John Dennis on Sunday next week. And I'm also going to try to get Aaron Zellman. I'm going to reach out to Aaron. I'd like to get his comments on this Helen Thomas thing and what it means to him. Because I guess Helen Thomas forgets that millions of Jews were killed, disarmed, and murdered in Germany and Poland. This is mind-boggling stuff, but I'd like to get some of that. But that will be fun to have them on. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network's final segment of the roundtable. If you're interested in participating, 877-956-9566. You better get off your duff and do it now. And, Rob, I want to go right back to you, because the work that you guys have done when you're talking about taking cover on the best defense is some of the best stuff I've seen on TV. I love watching you do it. And Marty, I love watching you work on television as well. And I want to get all of your opinion on that, because I was actually blown away when I saw you, for example, you standing about how far back were you from the bookcase when you were firing the AR-15?
Close.
You were right on top of that thing.
6-8 feet from the muzzle, maybe.
Yeah, and I, you know, the results of that, because a lot of people have an AR-15 for defense. I thought the results surprised me. You know, I thought for sure that thing was going to do a whole lot more damage than it did at that distance.
Well, one of the things to remember is the reason we show those kind of practical things, and we catch a lot of emails. There's always, you know, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 emails, which is a lot if you think about it. People take the time, effort, and energy to send an email, or people comment on the threads, and you know, that's not nearly as many as we get that are positive and just, hey, thanks for showing us that, like you're saying. But we always get a handful that are, well, what about why didn't you use a hollow point that was made, you know, by this company? Or why didn't you put 3 books instead of 4 books? Or my house, I have hardcover books, not softcover books. It's like people
right.
miss the point. But they've been conditioned to expect these, like, overly choreographed tests of, you know, if you do this, if you do that, if you do this under these conditions, then you'll get, you know, 3% better performance out of this bullet versus that bullet or whatever. And the fact is that 3% in a fight, I don't think it's relevant. And what we're trying to show people is, hey, if you've got a bookshelf, it's going to stop most of the bullets that you've got that you're using for some offense and that you might be shot at by someone who's attacking you in your home, even as few books as this, as close as this. You know, and whether we're showing the refrigerator or the bookshelf or the drywall, we're trying to get people thinking. We're trying to give people ideas of what's going to happen in practical ways, not get overly choreographed about it. Because you know what? Everybody's house is different. Everybody's books are different. Everybody's pistols vary a little bit. And, of course, ammunition varies from manufacturer to manufacturer. People want easy answers. I can't draw on that roadmap.
Well, that's what I like about the whole concept of the best defense. And that is, the key word is practical, Rob, because it is practical. And not only, it's so practical, it's fun to watch. I like in watching Best Defense, and you and Mike, and Mike Janich and Michael Bain on Outdoor Channel, I liken that to getting a gun magazine, you know, when the new Guns and Ammo comes or the new Concealed Carry magazine comes. Man, I open that thing up and I tear it from cover to cover. And when I haven't had a chance to get in front of the television to watch some of the episodes, I really enjoy everybody's crashed and it's 11 o'clock at night and I can flip on and watch episode 1, 2, and 3 back to back, because I do. I mean, and I'll go back and look at some of the stuff you guys talk about. Marty, you've done the same thing on Personal Defense TV. I've seen you work with Tom Gresham.
Right. You know, Rob's sitting in my living room talking, and if he turns around, what is guarding my bedroom wall, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. We know what works, and it doesn't have to be that special safe room with hardened armor built around the areas of the home that you need to protect.
Big old fat floor-to-ceiling bookcase jammed with books.
There you go. You know, I saw you do a drill with our friend Tom Gresham, and it would probably be very difficult for me to get the listener to visualize, but it was retrieving the gun if your arm was, you know, say you're right-handed,
mm-hmm.
and your arm was injured for whatever reason, and you had to maneuver around your body with your opposite hand
right.
to retrieve the weapon. I thought, you know, when you talk about practical, that's something that can actually happen, and it is practical.
Well, you've got to set up your carry gear so you can get at your gun with either hand, because a gunfight could start with you taking a bullet in your dominant hand, and you need to access your gun with your weak hand.
Yeah, if you're carrying back at 4 or 5 o'clock on your dominant side, it's going to be very difficult to reach back and get that gun with your non-dominant hand. And, you know, watching you maneuver and work, that these are some of the practical things that people need to think about.
Yeah, and I'm not a skinny guy, you know, and if I can do it, pretty much anybody can do it.
Well, I practiced that drill after I watched you do it. And, you know, you can take so much out of the DVDs and so much out of watching you guys work on television. It's really fun to see. Now, tell us what you have coming up now. Are you doing any more work? You are doing more work with Tom?
Actually, Tom's not on the show anymore, but we just filmed 3 segments with a fellow named George Webby from Personal Defense. What's the name of the show again?
Personal Defense TV,
yeah.
Right. And tell us where that airs.
Outdoor Channel? I don't think so anymore.
Has it been moved maybe over to Sportsman's Channel or something
like
that?
I think there's Sportsman's now. Yeah, they're you know, I was originally involved with that show at the beginning too. It's a great show, and I think Intermedia is still running strong with it, and I believe they're over on the Sportsman's channel.
Right.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, check this stuff out. Marty Hayes, you know, does great work. Rob does great work, and you can not only listen to them on Armed American Radio, but you can watch them in action, and you can learn a lot. Rob, you put yourself in virtually every situation you can imagine at ranges all across the country.
We're trying, yeah, that, and then, you know, of course, SWAT Magazine TV, where we just taped our second season there, too, and people are used to seeing me, you know, jump in with our guest instructors there. I mean, it's all about putting yourself in those situations, thinking about what you need to do, and for the listeners out there, it's one thing to watch us do it, listen to us do it, but, you know, get out there to the classes.
Yeah, participate in it. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning into Armed American Radio. That Crank and Ted Nugent means that episode 56 has come to a grind. Unfortunately, we've got about 20 seconds left, so I want to thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Mark Walters, Rob Pincus, Marty Hayes from Firearms Academy of Seattle, George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, we will talk to you in a bit too, right?
Absolutely.
We'll see you next week on the roundtable. And next week, folks, don't forget, Gun Owners of America executive Larry Pratt will be here, and John Dennis, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you next week on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the Three-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The Three-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the Three-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.